One of our listeners seeking serious guidance this morning regarding abusive marriage that she's in. This relationship is a cross-cultural marriage and there is a child involved, a daughter. And this person's saying that it's very difficult for me. I want to stay together because of the sake of my daughter, but I'm very, very distressed and very unhappy living in this unhealthy environment. Is there any advice you can give me, any hope to sort this out?
Well, of course there's hope. One of the things I'm going to advise you is two things, because having looked at the text in its full detail, you need to know what your legal rights are. You may be misguided because the two of you come from different cultures, so you think that one has an upper hand. Well, that's not the case. The laws are designed in any country, including this country, to protect everyone. Anyone who's being treated wrongly will be protected. My experience as a forensic psychologist is that the laws are actually quite fair, and they are not prejudiced towards one gender, religion, nationality, political influence, or anything else. The laws are very clearly done. You need to know what your legal rights are. Also, at times, the person who's creating an abusive environment will need to get help. If the two of you could possibly get to a third-party professional who specializes in these kinds of difficult dealings in relationships, that would certainly be most advantageous. Mm. These are not things that you can treat yourself and try to cure the other person. And it's also unfair to your daughter that one day she's going to realize that you sacrificed yourself for her, and she will feel guilty that you were miserable for her benefit.
Mm. There is clearly a serious communication breakdown in this relationship, and we've talked about similar things before. But when you're at a point, and what's been described here, where you are feeling that you are being abused verbally, emotionally, being told that you're useless, and the way that you respond to that is to stand up for yourself and shout back, and then you're into this awful scenario where two people are just shouting at each other and being abusive to each other. It's very difficult to get back from that. You need help. You need somebody else to intervene and be the go-between to help you get back onto a respectful level of communication within the relationship.
Well, also, very correctly stated, as you put it, a person who is an abuser is not really a person who's confident. They usually lack the confidence, and they'll use their physical strength because they don't have the mental strength to conquer, which is why you will try to fight back or stand for yourself. Well, that sure enough is going to be a fighting element, because the person is not going to be logical or rational. They're going to be very illogical, very irrational, because the adrenaline goes up pretty high in an abusive kind of a situation. They may also use intimacy as a threat or even as a punishment. So you need to be very, very much aware of what your legal rights are. There's also a foundation for women and children that is very effective in protecting people. Now, one day there's going to have to be a foundation for men and children, because what we're finding is more evidence of women abusing husbands. And this is through stabbings, gun use, scissors, whatever else. So it's not just women who are being abused, but that is the more likely case. In either case, do know your legal rights. Do seek the professional help. And this is a protective measure. The system may also provide a protective measure, forcing the other person into getting the kind of mental health treatment that is required.
We've had a few text messages in regarding children, and one here saying that my son is 6 years of age and he's always blaming others. He blames his friends, he blames his brother who's seven, when he can't win in a video game, for example. How can we help him get over this? And why does he have this attitude? Is it related to self-confidence? Now, we will hear and see our children quite often very unhappy if they're not winning or don't win in a game. So whether it's a board game, whether it's a video game, whether it's a game you're playing in the car together, is it to do with the age where the child's at within their development?
Yes, it can happen from the age of 6 months to 60 years. And
you get good losers and bad losers.
Yeah. There's a lot of environmental concerns that are going on here. I'm wondering what's going on at home as well. Even though the child is a boy, the child is 6 years old, this is during the Oedipal complex. And during the Oedipal complex, if you want to look at the Freudian analysis on this, and you can also go to Erickson as well, who did a beautiful job looking at the social psychological aspects of child development, as well as Piaget. This is a very significant age. And when the boy's realizing that he's a boy, and at first, early on, for those of you that are students of psychology, remember, this is where the child is competing with dad for mom's attention. What happens then as they go into the latency phase, which is the next phase before puberty, this is where they realize that they're boys and girls are yucky. So boys are supposed to be the conquerors of the world. They're now going to play with the trucks. They're not going to play with dolls anymore. They're going to play with guns. They're going to play with all the interesting stuff. They're going to watch all those shows on television with the wrestling. They're going to try to build their muscles. This is a very, very typical kind of a scenario. And also, if that child grows up in an environment, and it may be a culture where you're never supposed to lose, you're always told you have to be number one, you have to be the best, you cannot let somebody be smarter than you or better at basketball than you, you can't let anybody be smarter at the place of worship than you, you have to learn all the rituals better than anybody else, and you have to be the best kid in town, the best kid at home. You know, if a kid has grown up with that kind of a situation, of course they're not going to accept even losing a video game. They'll come up with the most bizarre excuses that it was somebody else that did that because they cheated. Unfortunately, that kid may actually learn to be a cheater just to think that they've won. One of the worst situations I've ever had to deal with is an adult who never grew out of this. One of the major companies in this country had invited me and a couple of other consultants to actually help them with some employee selection for a major position. And one of the things I had to do was do the clinical interviews and the psychometric testing interpretations and analysis. When going back over the results with this individual, even though they did score very high, the reason they didn't get the job is they were trying to justify on every single statement why it's our fault that the objective scoring was not perfect. They were perfect. So how could there have been a mistake in getting 98%, not 100%? They actually lost the job. The person who only got 85% got the job because they were more flexible. They were more willing to learn. They were more willing to build up on their own limitations as well as their own assets. So these kind of scenarios are cute at the age of six, but even dad now is getting a little bit concerned. What's going to happen to my six-year-old if they don't grow out of this? And what do we need to do now? It's normal when a kid can say, I wanted to win this game, now let me try harder the next time. Or, don't do this, let me try to win it this way. And you don't necessarily make them win by deliberately losing, but you coach them into how they can do better, to learn to be good sportsmen. So sometimes they win, sometimes they don't.
Fascinating. Yes, scapegoats and passing the buck, passing the blame. Is this something you've been a victim of? Have you done it yourself? Have you blamed somebody else just to get yourself out of a fix? Or in fact, you're feeling insecure about your capabilities that even without meaning to, you've ended up perhaps shedding turning the light onto someone else to take it away from yourself, get you out of the spotlight.